Where will the energy of the future come from? If it comes from nuclear fusion, then the COMPASS Tokamak fusion reactor at Prague's Institute of Plasma Physics will have played an important role in making it a reality. Welcome to Science Journal for July 2010. It's about as hot as it gets in Prague, and I've been walking around the campus of the Academy of Sciences in Prague's Liebeng district for half an hour, trying to find which of the inconspicuous prefab buildings houses the Institute of Plasma Physics. I'm sweating like a stoker, and it's only 35 degrees. But here, under the sun, is a great place to start imagining the kind of heat that they're working with inside the walls of the facilities here. The temperatures achieved in the Tokamak fusion reactor reach those inside a star, and I'm going to have a look at it, accompanied by Dr. Pavel Hraska, former director of the institute.
We are now going to see the Tokamak. It's a facility where plasma is created in confined by magnetics, a magnetic field. So there are several Tokamaks around the world, and our Tokamak is called COMPASS. We got it from the UK, from Callum Science Center in Oxford. And now in the EU, there is a grid of, smaller Tokamaks, some six machines or over or something like that. And they are doing the main basic research for larger Tokamaks like JET in the UK and Callum or ASDEX upgrade in Germany.
My goodness. For a science technology buff, this is absolutely beautiful. It's a gorgeous facility.
This is the small Tokamak, you know, and I've been showing you the artistic design of new ITER, which will be 10 times larger. And say the Tokamak is actually something like a tire in a car, and around there are many coils. There are coils in all directions, then you fill it with hydrogen, and then you make a discharge, and this hydrogen is ionized, and you will get plasma inside. And this plasma is very hot, and in our case, we will measure many different properties of the plasma doing actually the research.
And how hot is the plasma inside?
The plasma in millions degrees C, but actually not too dense. And once you will switch off the coils, magnetic coils, everything is actually gone, because the plasma is formed by magnetic field. And therefore we have these coils, we put all the electricity there, there are magnetic fields, and plasma is kept outside of the wall. Otherwise, because it's a million degrees C, everything would be melted.
So the heat inside this machine is approaching the heat of the sun?
We could probably say that with a certain degree of correctness.
It's fascinating. It's impossible to imagine what this fairly relatively small machine the size of a few closets can create.
The beauty of fusion reaction is that you can control it very well. You know. Fission reaction, it's difficult to control. Even now, the techniques is much more sophisticated than 20 years ago or 25, Chernobyl and so on. But fission is now very safe, but still you have to control the reaction somehow. And here you will switch off the button and the magnetic field disappear and immediately, and there is no fusion. So here you are working with very high electric currents. You cannot use normal cables, so you use this copper basically plates just to conduct the electricity into it.
My goodness, so this, what looks like a glass pillar inside of it, it's actually, this is an entire wire, yeah?
Yeah, instead of wires.
Instead of wires, there are copper plates.
Copper parts.
And how much electricity is coursing through these?
You know, for when everything is still under, say, some kind of construction, we are adding new diagnostics, and everything should be finished by the end of this year. But already we have done over 1,000 so-called shots, because they are, again, pulses. Duration, I don't know, 300 milliseconds or something like that. But when everything will be working, we will need something like 50 megawatts. And for that, you know, it would be a good part of Prague, you know, switched off. So we have a special Czech design of power generation. We have a big flying wheels, very heavy. And so by normal electric motors, we are just slowly getting that very heavy things up to 1700 rotation per minute, and we are then making our own electricity for this 1 second or something like that with many megawatts.
So this can make enough energy for half of Prague, but only for 1 second?
Not for half Prague, but a good part of Prague, let's say.
But only for 1 second?
Yes, something like that. And again, we are part of Euratom, you know, so our institute is actually leading the Czech Association of Euratom in fusion. And through our institute, other institutions in the Czech Republic are connected to Euratom, and we are getting Euratom support for this type of research. It's actually international facility, you know. We have had small tokamak, very small tokamak, and that was, even that small tokamak was used by teams from other countries, and now we have waiting list. Once this compass will be working, there is a waiting list of people who would like to do experiments here, you know, from all over Europe, but even probably from other countries. And even now we have here one Frenchman, one Indian, several people from Slovakia, Ukraine. Now on the long stay here are people from Portugal, from Hungary. They are putting their own, say, diagnostic zero or some instruments. So it's really international undertaking.
They are not going to set the wheels turning and produce any plasma for me today, and from my perspective, the 0.3 of a second procedure would not leave much of a lasting impression anyway. But the data collected will be used for the betterment of the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor being constructed in the south of France, of which the compass is, in a sense, a scale model the 1/10 of the size. This experimental project should be the beginning of the construction of the world's first fusion power plant, and a revolution in energy production. But the tokamak is only one part of the cutting-edge science being done here in the Institute of Plasma Physics.
This institute is, to some extent, a unique institute. On one side we have this tokamak, then we have this department of pulse plasma, up to all the way to plasma decomposition and plasma spraying. And this institute is really, to some extent, a unique place. I'm not saying the only one, but there are not too many using a different type of plasma, because plasma is not only one. It's thermal plasma, equilibrium plasma, non-thermal plasma, and so on. So, and we are basically involved in all types of plasma here.
What can you tell me about the results of your work here over the last 50 years?
So just a few examples of our results. Department of Pulse Plasma, for instance, developed a special generator of shock waves by plasma discharge. And this generator is used in machines for breaking kidney stones without surgery. And now we are working on applying the similar concepts for cancer tissue, for instance.
So very wide-ranging results.
This is one example. The other example, you have seen this reactor for plasma gasification. And now it's a very popular, everybody is looking for alternative ways of energy or whatever. And this is not actually, say, incineration, but it's gasification. We are not using oxygen. When you have incineration, you use oxygen. Actually, you are burning something. We are not burning that material. We are decomposing it using the plasma chemical reactor.
So there's no waste left over from it?
Very little. So this is another things we are working on, and we have patented that design and or fusion. So we are part of the fusion community in Europe, and we are highly regarded as one of really base laboratory in fusion, and therefore we were offered this tokamak, otherwise we wouldn't get it, you know. Or we have now patented the technique for making bulk nanomaterials, bulk nanocoatings by plasma spraying, which is just original. Everywhere we go to conferences, everybody is surprised, you know. And so I think that the institute is very well fixed in the world community.
That was Dr. Pavel Hraska of the Institute of Plasma Physics. And that's all the science we have time for today. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll tune in to Science Journal this time next month.